Steve Simon is Minnesota's Secretary of State. He's been our guest many times, gets us all more engaged in our civic duty of voting. Minnesota's known for being number one in the nation for voter turnout. Secretary Simon is back with us now. Thanks so much for being with us. How'd we do in 2020?
Hey, thanks for having me on. First, let me just say, I could do with a pumpkin pie.
Yeah.
I had pumpkin pie this morning. I just did the anniversary couple you mentioned, but that's a distraction. you asked a question, and I should answer your direct question. Your direct question is, how did we do? And I am here to announce we did extremely well. You look at the top line number, Minnesota was, for the third time in a row, number one in America in voter turnout. We got there in 2016. We got there in 2018. This year, though, a lot of people thought, hey, this is a pandemic. You reshuffle the deck. You never know what's going to happen. But Minnesotans really, really leaned in. And that was a tough thing to do this year for all the obvious reasons. So the top line is we got 79.95% voter turnout, just shy of 80% turnout. Not only was that number one in America, third time in a row, but it was the highest even in Minnesota since 1956. You'd have to go back 64 years to get turnout this high. So, again, Minnesotans really leaned in. The other thing that was really gratifying about this election wasn't just what happened, but what didn't happen. All the bad things that could have gone wrong but didn't, because a lot of people really worked the problem for many months. For example, we did not see a shortage of polling place workers or election judges. That's something that plagued other states, and we knew it, and we worked on it all summer and fall. We did not see violence or intimidation at the polling place. There were a lot of news stories about that possibility. We did not see public health problems at the polling place because we made sure that there were supplies and PPE, masks and hand sanitizers and disinfectants and so forth. So it's a tale of what happened that was good and all the bad stuff that didn't happen. From an administrative standpoint, it was a big success.
Wow, that is fantastic. Steve, we got to interrupt this broadcast.
Oh, I don't
sure.
I don't know if he knows
we,
the
we gong
tradition.
And a pledge.
It's each person that pledges
yes.
gets a gong.
It's a gong that I stole from Grand Rapids
Go
High School 25
don't
years ago.
Don't mention you
oh,
stole
geez,
the gong.
Right. We're on the radio.
It's the secretary. He might turn you in.
He could.
No.
Who'd you hear from?
We heard from Simon Gretton.
Well, what a great first name.
Give an additional right? gift. And he says, what are you grateful for? Everything KAXE does, especially Heidi's election interviews.
Mm.
And I would like to say some of our best interviews are with Mr. Simon, right? You know, you just seem like a real person, someone that is passionate, and we appreciate all your work. And I want to ask you the silly question is, why the heck is Minnesota always so good in their voting turnout?
You know, it's a great question. I mean, we've pondered that a lot. I think it's a few things, honestly. I think one is we've got really good laws on the books, put there, by the way, by both political parties, quite bipartisan over the years. Things like same-day voter registration. We're one of only 16 states that has that. In most states, there's a cutoff. If you're not registered to vote a couple of weeks before the election, you're out. That's it. Here in Minnesota, you can stroll in on game day on the election and register to vote. Stuff like that, online voter registration, the fact that you can vote from home without an excuse or having to give a reason, those have really, you know, expanded opportunities for people. And then there's the other wild card, I'd say, that goes beyond just written laws. I just think there's something about the culture in Minnesota. And I know that's a loaded term, culture, but what I mean by that is a habit or a way of doing things. And our habit and way of doing things in Minnesota is, hey, this is serious. It's meaningful. You know, people get elected to stuff, whether it's president of the United States or school board or whatever, and what they do or fail to do when they get into office has real downstream effects for all of us. I think we kind of get that. Tough to put your finger on. You can't study it or quantify it, but there is something about the culture in Minnesota on all sides, red, blue, left, right, that says, hey, get out there. Who gets elected to stuff matters, and I think we just get that.
So why on earth, as just a normal layman person, not a super political person, and we are so good in Minnesota, why doesn't every state do what we do? And that's because I'm lack of education on politics and voting and things like that. But why on earth are all states so different?
Well, I mean, we've just got a system where it's basically we have a constitutional right to vote, but It's left to 50 different state laboratories to do it their own individual way. And that's just the system that's evolved. Some do it in very different ways in Minnesota, you know, and that's their right. And not everyone's going to come to a consensus. But we have, for a long time, for decades, had a very pro-voter and pro-access kind of mindset in Minnesota, which is, hey, the more the merrier. And we want people to be able to vote. Generally speaking, we want it to be easier, not harder. And that served us very well. Not every state sees it that way, or they see it through a different lens than we do. But that's just the system that's evolved. We've got 50 different state laboratories, and they can come up with their own systems. And I think we've come up with a very good combination here.
That's Minnesota Secretary of State Steve Simon. We are talking with him today about Minnesota being number one in the nation once again in voter turnout for
79.95.
Yeah, very exciting. I wonder if, though, you would mention, because you said there was no voter intimidation, no fraud. What about, you know, I suppose you didn't expect we'd still be talking about the election on a national level. I know I saw you talking nationally on TV and mentioned in papers around the country. What do you think about what's happening right now nationally?
Well, let me be careful about that. I'll say this. Look, it's anyone's right, any American's right, not just a campaign or a political party, whatever. If you've got evidence that something went bad or went wrong, that's what the courts are for. And there to weigh the evidence using established rules and to get to the bottom of whatever someone thinks went wrong. That's every American's right. And I don't think it's being a sore loser for anyone to explore those opportunities. But at some point, you do have to come up with evidence. It can't be just a hunch or a whim or a bad vibe or a feeling. At some point, you have to come up with actual facts. And so far, most of the efforts to overturn or reverse results have run into the brick wall of just absence of actual facts and evidence. So I hope everyone has a right to go to court, everybody, and present what they have. But at some point here pretty quickly, that time is going to run out. For example, this next Tuesday is when we will formally certify the results in Minnesota. So the clock is ticking, at least in Minnesota, and I expect in most states it's around that. I haven't looked at the calendar, but, you know, we're talking the next couple of weeks or so. In all states, they're going to have to certify formally the results. And then on December 14th, in every state in America, the Electoral College meets. I get to convene our electors in Minnesota, and they cast their votes for president. And so that's kind of a drop-dead date. So pretty soon here, we start to have to wrap up, and people have to show their cards and come forward with actual facts, not just a bad feeling or something their neighbor's friend told them or whatever. It's got to be hard facts. And we're just not seeing a lot of that that's going to change any result nationally or really anywhere else.
So December 14th, we are going to know who our president is.
I think so. Absent an extraordinary circumstance, that is typically seen as the drop dead. You go back 20 years, Bush versus Gore, that was what was driving the Supreme Court then, which is, hey, folks, we got to get this wrapped up by whatever the date was that year. It's always like the second week of December. And so that is pretty much a drop-dead date. I'm not saying there might not be an exception, but basically speaking, December 14th is the target date there. And we're going to have some finality, and we're going to be able to have things settled and move forward, whichever way things go.
Well, before we go, we have been grateful that you have been our guest many times on the air. We hear your voice on other public media across Minnesota. It is our membership drive today at KAXE, KBXE. For you, why do you think public media is important? Why do you take the time to talk to us?
Absolutely. And for all your listeners out there, you are so fortunate to have KAXE. You guys do such a professional, wonderful job. Great programming, great content. You get good guests, you have great on-air talent, and not just that, public media in general just offers such a kind of an oasis, I think. It's not hard left or hard right. It's oftentimes your friends, your neighbors, people who are approachable, who can talk to you, and it's this, again, oasis where people can go. And, you know, people should always sample different news sources. I try to do that myself. But in the end, KAXE and its brother and sister stations really offer something special, an area of an oasis of kind of thoughtfulness and calm and just fun stuff too. So I encourage all of your listeners to chip in. As you said earlier, I know that it's a difficult time, but every little bit matters to make sure you have this really fresh beacon that remains vigorous and healthy.
Two parting questions. Have you used serious questions? Have you used up all your cell minutes, and are you getting any sleep?
Who knows anymore about cell minutes? As for sleep, it's getting better, but I tell people I'm really going to be able to sleep well after December 14th.
Yeah.
I mean, everything leads up to that.
Yeah.
Then I'll know that the actual 2020 cycle is pretty much over. So the evening of December 14th, I'll sleep like a baby.
Yeah.
One more thing before you go. I want to give you the opportunity, since we're talking gratefulness and gratitude, to say something to all the people in Minnesota that made this election safe and work.
Thank you for giving me that opportunity. Look, running an election is a team sport. It really is. It's not just our office, believe me. We don't count votes. We don't even touch or handle ballots. All that happens in counties and cities across this state. You have heroic, and I really mean that, heroic county and city election officials who for months during this pandemic have been scrambling and working and have lent their talent and time and attention to this very difficult and challenging time. And they came through with flying colors, and they really, really, when the spotlight was shining on them, they really performed extremely well. So kudos to all the local elections administrators, the 30,000 election judges. You heard that right, 30,000 on election day that it takes to staff 3,000 polling places. Hats off to them as well. The team really worked. The effort paid off, and Minnesota was really an example for the country.
Well, thank you so much for all you did. That's Minnesota Secretary of State Steve Simon. Hang in there. Get some sleep in January or something.
Happy Thanksgiving to you and your listeners.
You too.